all, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, freedom, liberation, peace, justice, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. In this program, I'm featuring a special in preparation for the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, inaugural on May 9th and 10th, 2026. That vegan initiative is a program by the Million Vegan Grandmothers. On March 20th, 2026, the Million Vegan Grandmothers featured an interview with George Hayek, owner and manager of Hayek Hospital in Beirut, Lebanon, the world's first vegan hospital. He is also the founder of Lebanese Vegans, and Hayek Hospital is also participating in the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day on May 9th and 10th. 2026. I thought that this interview with George was fascinating, and so I'm really grateful for the Million Vegan Grandmothers for sharing. For our Vegan Nation listeners, please enjoy this edited shortened snippet of the Million Vegan Grandmothers interview with
George Hayek and Lebanese Vegans and Hayek Hospital, the very first vegan hospital in the world, support the Million Vegan Grandmothers. I turned vegan back in 2014. This is when I was exposed to the horrors of animal agriculture through social media. So I stumbled into footages of animals, cows, chicken, pigs, lamb being slaughtered in slaughterhouses. This is when I realized that I was contributing to all this. And I realized that what I was witnessing didn't reflect the person that I am, because I truly believe that I'm a peaceful person who seeks justice. And whereas our actions, they state differently. So this is when I started doing my own research on that matter. I figured out that the animal agriculture has been lying to us all those years. For the profit, for their profit, and they disregard the animals, and they even disregard the environment and our health. I started, first of all, I went vegetarian because I didn't know more about the dairy industry, and through my journey, I've done my research on the dairy industry, and this is where I found that this industry is even more barbaric than the meat industry. The practices that they do are just horrible. This is when I went vegan, fully vegan. And I didn't want to keep this for myself. I wanted to spread awareness and to try to raise my voice to defend those animals, those poor animals. It's when I opened a humbled page on Facebook, on social media, and then I grew to other platforms. I started exposing those industries. I started showing people basically those behaviors that are really inhumane. And back then I was like optimistic because, you know, those industries, they do lie on secrecy. So I was optimistic with the internet and social media because it was a tool for us activists to be able to show and forward those secret, horrible acts to the public. People got the right to know and to judge by themselves if they want to contribute to this or not. Today, after all those years of activism, I'm a bit less optimistic, let's say, because today it's no more the case that people don't know. Today, it's no longer the case that people are ignorant, you know. No, people today, they know. The majority of people have cell phones. The majority of people have stumbled into some slaughter video or some animal abuse in those industries. People today, they know But I don't know exactly the reason why they still didn't take the ethical and moral stance toward all this. Maybe it's social conditioning, maybe because it's legal and they are hiding behind legality, or maybe they just try to find any kind of excuse to continue doing what they're doing and not like face the reality and have an ethical position towards all this.
We're listening to George Hayek, the founder of Lebanese Vegans, and he is also the owner and manager of Hayek Hospital in Beirut, Lebanon. This recording is from the video channel of Million Vegan Grandmothers, where he was featured on March 20th, 2026.
People, educated people, don't know that cows are not milking machines. It was one of my biggest surprises. How come educated people don't know this simple biology fact? So I figured that the industry is so powerful that it has been able to manipulate and to brainwash even educated people on that matter. So this is crazy. But it shows to what degree, to what percentage, to what level humans' brain can be manipulated, can be guided the way those big industries want us to be guided. So it's well about time for us to take our thinking back. We are supposed to think for ourselves. We should have a reasoning, which we should reason for ourselves, not wait for anyone to reason on our behalf. Milk is basically food. But food for who? For babies. Why? Because they don't have teeth. They can't chew on hard food. This is why it's called baby's food. How on earth are we still drinking milk after weaning period? How on earth are we still drinking from other species? How on earth are we still forcibly impregnating cows? How on earth are we taking babies away from their mothers, breaking motherhood, in order for us to be putting some secretions here and there and enjoy our coffee? This is completely unacceptable. It's a shame. It's a shame to the whole humanity to accept such thing. And I truly believe that it's well about time for activists like ourselves to take things to the next level. First of all, I truly believe that if we truly collaborate all together and like create an impact on a specific subject, like today we're talking about dairy and motherhood breaking. So if we all activists focus on one subject and start talking and do a campaign, basically, we should get better results, because this way you are highlighting in a strong and efficient way, while spreading to the biggest audience possible, the horrors done in those industry. And basically, in a way or another, we should help people accountable and show them exactly to what they are contributing. Not because it's legal, we should wear gloves while talking to them. We should be honest and true to ourselves first, and then true to them while talking to them. We shouldn't beat around the bush. We shouldn't sugarcoat the truth. We shouldn't give them the impression that it's an option that they can consider or not. I mean, if we talk to any other injustices, that is, we would never have an apologetic approach toward any other injustice. We would be very clear that this is wrong and this should stop. Very simple. If we talk about child abuse, if we talk to domestic abuse, any other injustice, that is, you would never see an apologetic approach towards those injustices, right? We would have people very strict and very clear in their message that this is wrong and this is unacceptable. Full stop. Our problem, the problem with veganism, in my humble opinion, is that because it's legal to kill animals and to eat their body and secretions, this is why a few activists perceive it as maybe it's better for us to have an apologetic approach and try to, you know, be lenient. No, it's wrong. We should have a strong voice, a loud voice towards those practices. Stop being apologetic, stating things the way they are, pointing out their hypocrisy, their inconsistencies, especially if people pretend that people that they are peaceful person, they seek justice and peace. They cannot be sponsoring violence and basically injecting violence into their bodies, because at the end of the day, what constitutes a person is not what he thinks of himself, but what he does. So I can pretend that I am the king of the world, but if it's not the case, I would never be the king of the world. So I can pretend that I am a peace and justice seeker, but I go and be rude with my employees. I go and I beat my child at home. I am impolite with people. So basically, I am not a peaceful and justice person. So then again, for people who claim peace and talk about peace, from religious people to any kind of person who claims to be a peaceful person, he cannot be if he's not vegan. I mean, veganism is nothing but the baseline of morality, the baseline of justice. It's not something that it's not an award to be vegan. It's the minimum that anyone can do, because for the very simple reason, what we're taking from the animals, whether it's their bodies or their secretions, those are not our property in the first hand. So being vegan, it's not something that we're doing, something good that we're doing. It's the minimum to do towards the animals and towards justice, basically, because I keep on reminding people that veganism has nothing to do with loving animals as much as it is with seeking justice. When we go back to our topic today, dairy and cow and calves, when we are separating the baby from his mother, are we justice seekers? Isn't it horrible? Isn't it an act of barbarism to be breaking motherhood just for us to be putting their food into our coffee? We should be clear that this is barbarism, this is moral bankruptcy, this is unacceptable. And especially when I talk about this and I undergo such campaign, I try to tackle mothers in general, talk to mothers. I mean, since you are a mother, aren't you affected by some other species we are breaking their motherhood? And this is when I figured out that even if you are a mother, you don't necessarily have empathy and relate to other mothers. It's a shame. It's a shame. And I started activism, I was a bit more optimistic because I thought it was only a matter of time for good people to stumble into the reality and to take the right decision. Whereas I figured out that those people, they did stumble into the reality, but they didn't change. In counterpart, they kept on finding excuses. And this is the biggest disappointment in my activism journey.
We're listening to George Hayek, founder of Lebanese Vegans, and he is the owner and manager of Hayek Hospital in Beirut, Lebanon. Tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nair in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm sharing this recording from the Million Vegan Grandmothers with their host, Ian Kasparsson in Sweden.
Thank you so much, George, for being here today.
In preparation for the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, happening in May 2026. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program.
If you only had one life, would it make you glad? Would it make you mad? Would it make you sad? Counting down time. 'Cause if there's only one chance to do the best and be the best we can, if there's only one shot, When we murder, when we oppress, when we keep them in pain and distress, pray forgiveness to something out there. If there's only one life, have a little more respect for theirs. Did your mama say, did your mama say, did your mama say how special you are? But they don't look the same, so it's okay to take a child away, tear them apart. But it's all in your mind. If you'd only look, you would see her cry. She's screaming out for him, but the bullet always wins.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We just heard Vegan Queen V in England, UK, with her song Only One Life. Now we're continuing with our feature of George Hayek, founder of Lebanese Vegans, and he is the owner and manager of Hayek Hospital in Beirut, Lebanon. You tune in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nair in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm sharing this recording from the Million Vegan Grandmothers.
I've launched the campaign both at Lebanese Vegans and at the hospital as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I turned the hospital 5 years ago today. March, we are celebrating 5 years today of offering exclusively plant-based vegan food to our patients. This being said, you have some medications, unfortunately, that is tested on animals, or some medications do have some animal products. Since we're living in a non-vegan world, we have our limitations. But our job is to navigate through those limitations and make the best out of it. No silk, no wool, no leather for our... nothing. Everything is replaced by faux leather, by synthetic material, blankets. And the good part is that every day, once I conduct my visit at the hospital, I enter the kitchen of the hospital and I don't smell dead bodies in my hospital. It's really priceless, because we all know the smell of meat, of raw meat, which is already, it's basically the smell of death. So I don't have it in my hospital, thank God. Now, for our campaign, the dairy campaign, I've worked with our vegan dietitian, Ms. Samira Ofan, in order to conduct like a pamphlet that will be printed very soon. And this pamphlet will be distributed to all our patients. We want them to go back home and to do their own research, to search for the dairy industry. Because a lot of people would think that maybe us activists, we are exaggerating. You know, when I'm into my activism approach, I always tell them, go back home, see if what I'm saying is true or not. See if in the dairy industry, this is what happens or not. So our campaign, especially at the hospital, we focus on both aspects. Because, you know, I'm an ethical vegan first and utmost. So even though I included veganism in the hospital, I've tackled it from the medical and scientific approach, but I still talk about ethics. And ethics is the most important aspect in what concerns me personally. So while giving information on why dairy is bad for human consumption, I do talk as well from the ethical perspective, how it's unethical for any person to be responsible to breaking motherhood to any species that is. And I try to, we try with our dietitian to give them the information that they need, to inform them that no, cows are not milking machines. Cows, as any female, needs to be pregnant, needs to give birth in order for them to be able to produce milk. Another point, and I would like to talk about, talking about dairy. When I approach people on dairy, a lot of people suddenly start purchasing milk and cheese from their dairy local mountain farm, you know, suddenly. So even local mountain farmers is not a solution. They will end up impregnating cows every year if every year they want to be selling local mountain dairy. So the problem is still there. The impregnation is still happening. The babies are still being taken away from. It will happen as well for those male calves. Since they don't produce milk, he will either kill the male calf or he will sell it to the veal industry. So whether it's local sourced or whether it's sourced from big factory farms, those practices are still there, here and there, and those practices should be abolished once and for all. I figured out that people have selective empathy. It doesn't make sense. I mean, you are either, you have empathy or you don't. So having empathy to dogs and cats, pets, and turn other animals into commodities, and this is absolutely, it doesn't make sense. And it's not empathy. So selective empathy is not empathy at all. And people are selfish in a way because you give them the information, you show them the footages, they just don't respond. This is why I mentioned earlier that our message should be more firm and clearer that this is absolutely wrong. We should do something about it. Apologetic approaches turned out not to be effective. We should be clear and strict about this industry. We should try to hold people accountable and listen what you're doing. You are responsible for this and that and this and that. Then again, because it's legal, they hide behind legality. And this is the lowest form of human dignity when we know that we are doing something wrong, but at the same time, we hide behind it because it's legal in a way or another. Always when I talk to people, I try, especially when I talk about veganism, I try to always approach them from the ethical perspective, how immoral it is what we are inflicting to those animals, especially in the dairy industry. So I always try to talk from the humane aspect of things. This is when I figured out that people try to avoid talking about the ethical part and they try to switch into the health part. Well, you know, it's good to have dairy for calcium reasons, or it's not good. So I always go back then, no, I'm not talking about the health aspect. I'm talking about do you have a heart or no? Do you have empathy or no? Do you have sympathy or no? Do you have moral agency to differentiate between right and wrong? Do you even care if I tell you that with your cup of milk you are breaking motherhood? Do you even care or not? At least be frank with me. Tell me I don't care. Tell me I know what happens. I know that we forcibly impregnate cows. I know that we take babies away. I know everything, but I don't care. This is when I would just let this person alone. Today, this is the case, unfortunately. My experience told me that being apologetic is wrong. Being afraid to hurt the oppressor's feeling is wrong. I'm not being true to myself. I'm not being true to the animals that I'm defending. We should know very well, and that whenever we go vegan, we're going to lose a lot of so-called friends and maybe some members of the family. We should know very well that we will be marginalized. In a world where we are the minority, we will feel left aside. We will feel not part of the herd anymore. So for everyone who would want to consider going vegan, I would give him the advice to educate himself more on the matter so that he would never go back to abuse animals again.
We're listening to a recording of George Hayek, founder of the nonprofit organization Lebanese Vegans.
We are hurt as people. We know what it's like to be oppressed, abused. So when we see a poor animal in the slaughterhouse begging for his life and terrified, we can relate in a way or another because I am sitting in my office now. At any moment, our interview can be interrupted. A missile can come and just blow me and my office and the hospital at any time. So we are in a constant, we're living in constant danger, knowing that at any time we can die and be killed. And so living in those harsh circumstances, it gives you the sense of, you would know what it's like to be in this situation. You would know what it's like to be depressed, to feel anxiety, to feel abused, oppressed. You know what it's like. We don't want to inflict this to others. Since we know how hurtful it is, we don't want to inflict this to others. This is because we are maybe closer in a way of being abused, you know. This is why maybe our part of the world is active. So because we are living in those hard times and we are living in basically swimming in anxiety and stress and depression, we can relate. I mean, when I look to those animals' eyes, I can see their despair, which I see in people's eyes in the region. They are desperate. They are scared of losing their life at any time. To be effective and to hope in reaching our goals, we should trigger. I truly believe in triggering people, not because you are annoying vegans, no, but because if you do not shake anyone's comfort zone, no one would ever change.
We just heard George Hayek, founder of Lebanese Vegans. He is also the owner and manager of Hayek Hospital, known as the world's first vegan hospital. That recording was from the video channel of Million Vegan Grandmothers. Much thanks to all, and much thanks to all for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena Massachusetts wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day. Let's go out with Vegan Queen V. Mother Nature's Conversation.